Hello and welcome back to the Self Love Show with Sammy. I am your host, a clinical hypnotherapist and coach, and I have been working with women over the last 4 years to completely transform the human being that they are. So we do specifically identity work, which can be often called on TikTok self-concept. So we work with subconscious reprogramming to up-level who you are internally so that you literally become the magnet to people, places, and experiences in alignment with the new version of you. That is how you change your life. So specifically, women like to come to me to transform their relationships. And we are having phenomenal results in the world of Sammy Ellis therapy recently with my one-to-one clients, because there is something in the air right now, but women are absolutely taking on their plans. You know, the plan that I always talk about, your subconscious recoding plans. And they are going home with them. They are going hard. So what I want to talk to you about today is this thing, this theme that comes up with pretty much 99.9999% of the human population and every single client I sit down and have a hypnotherapy session with. These are always the beliefs beneath the root cause of their surface issue. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about this because you're going to leave with a completely transformed mindset around it, relief, freedom, and ready to fucking get going. And before we do that, I just want to let you know that I do have spaces for 4 and 8 week packages. If you were interested in working with me one-to-one, I would grab that really quickly because it is not long until I'm going on holiday and then we have the school summer holidays. So I will not have as much availability to fit in as many people. And these packages are really hitting off the roof right now. I'm finding so many more people to want in the smaller packages, and you just get the same intensive amount of tools and support from me in a shorter period of time. And then you can literally change your goddamn life for the rest of the rest of 2023, 2024, whatever. You've got it all, and you can then coach yourself, therapize yourself, and you have got it going. So if you do want to apply for one of those slots, then the links will be in the podcast show notes, or if you follow me on TikTok, all of the links are on there and my Instagram at the Self Love Boss. Aside from that, if you want to just get started and go and get the Ultimate Self-Love Guidebook along with the hypnosis and the affirmations track that I sell, you will then be able to formulate your own plan now that it's not personalized recordings, but they are getting phenomenal results. And all of the results are literally coming in every single day now. I'm getting messages. And so I want to say if those messages are coming from you or have come from you, I absolutely love seeing them, and I truly appreciate you letting me know your results because I get to share them with everybody else, and we together get to help everybody to change their lives. So anyway, let's get into it. So when I have my one-to-one clients coming to me, whether it is about a self-worth issue, a self-love issue, a relationship issue, perhaps it is that they're coming out of a relationship and they're lost and confused and kind of don't know who they are. They've lost themselves in that relationship and they're afraid of what they're going to take into the next one, specifically anxious attachments. Now, we in my hypnotherapy sessions do a very deep dive, really good job at getting very clear as to where these issues have surfaced from, because your reality is a mirror reflection of your identity. It's a mirror reflection of your internal world. And as I say over and over, it is the programs first and then the external evidence comes after. So it's completely useless looking at our outside world and confirming and deciding who we are in accordance with that, because it's BS. It's our past. We don't want it anymore. So it's irrelevant as to what's happening right now if you're wanting to change your life. The thing that's relevant is what's going on inside of you and these belief systems. So the most common belief systems that my clients come up with is, I'm just not worthy. It just can't happen for me. There is something wrong with me. I've never fitted in. I'm the cause of all of the problems. Like, I'm the issue. That's the general consensus. Now, when you understand that, it just started hitting me that everybody has got these same beliefs. And that's not great, because obviously then we almost like spend many years in our adult life unbecoming. And I've heard someone say that before. Our life is almost like a a lesson and a process of unbecoming what we've picked up since we were those little sponges. From 0 to 7, you are a walking subconscious mind. You are collecting data from your reality, going through your 5 senses, watching what's going on in front of you, feeling the emotions. And my daughter's 2.5 and she can already feel, since she was like 2, you can tell. Like if she's done something, if she could tell like someone's getting a little bit stressed with it, or say like she just wanted to get her shoes on to leave the door, she will instantly say, "I'm sorry, mummy, sorry, mummy." Like she can feel emotions so, so quickly. So they're gathering this information. You've gathered all of this information from around you, and children have absolutely no ability to rationalize it. Children believe they are the problem. So I, as a mum, make it very... it's very important to me that, yes, like there has to be element of boundaries and that kind of discipline to keep children safe and understand how to be social. However, if she ever feels something from me or anything needs to be a bit firmer, I will always explain to her why and say, "You are not the problem, darling. You're not a problem. Mummy's just stressed right now. Well, mummy shouldn't have done this or that." You know, that's really, really important. And I can only obviously do my best. You can't control everything that children pick up. So when my clients come to me, they have this overwhelming, constant feeling and belief within them, although it could seem irrational to your conscious mind, that you're the problem. They believe that it's me, like life is just not going to work out for me. So obviously then into my future, how's anything going to change? I'm just going to get the same stuff. So I want to speak about this today because I know so many people feel this really heavy weight on their shoulders, as though like I'm the only human in the world that life is just not working out for. And you can see other people and see all of the wonderful things that they've got and the love of their life, and they are just happy. Oh my God, the magnetic happiness and stuff just seems to literally just flow to them. They just magnetize it, like everything just works out for them. That's because their identity is of that person, which is why I talk about becoming that version of you before you need to see your evidence to be, before your evidence needs to be different. So when you understand that there's nothing wrong with you because most of the population feel like this, then it gives you that element of relief, and then it's time to put the work in. Because guess what? Due to neuroplasticity, that means your brain has the ability to transform and rewire in different codings at any stage of your life. The only difference is between you and someone else is how lodged in is the old story. How much emotional charge have you got to the past stories that it's harder for you to let them go and quicker to wire in the new beliefs, the new stories, the new identity? Because basically what you want to do is get very clear on who you want to be, and you want to decide, right, now that woman, what would she think? What would she believe? How would she feel? Your feelings are so important. Like I make it very important to me as a part of my morning, like subconscious recoding tools, my morning ritual. The minute I wake up, I say to myself in my head, I'm so in love with my life. And I've said that for a year at the least. So now it's so automatic to me. And when I first started doing that, of course I didn't believe it. I was in a really difficult situation with my relationship, with my business, with my mental health, with like my worthlessness that I felt. It was almost like, oh my God, I felt like I'd done all of this work from the issues I had in my teenage years when I had body dysmorphia and eating disorders and just a lot of self-hate. And I thought I'd done all of this wonderful work through my 20s, and I'd trained obviously with Marissa Peer and come to clinical hypnotherapy level, had my daughter, got my house that I literally manifested. It was on my phone. There was no way I wasn't going to get it. That, by the way, is the knowing state, absolute certainty. No idea how, just knew it was going to happen. And then we have my daughter, and it's like a domino effect of just SHIT occurred. And it affects all levels of you, like mentally, physically, emotionally. And I was genuinely in the worst mental state I'd ever felt, because there was nothing working. Like I was doing the outside stuff. I was doing the things that people always go on about. What about him? Why doesn't he need to take responsibility for his behavior? That's not respecting yourself if you let that slide, or whatever, if you have a different perspective. That is the kind of advice that will get you absolutely nowhere. And I can tell you that with my life betted on it, because I've done both. I created and formulated my subconscious recoding plan because I had no other option. I needed to make myself a guinea pig, and I needed to make it obsessively wired into me, like it's my full-time job, every single day, multiple times a day. There was no other option. I wasn't going to give up because I had no other way. I was either going to be a single mother with no career, or I was going to try and love myself and see what came from that. So I can fully empathize with you. And I think this is why so many people come to work with me, is because I've been there. I felt that. I get it. And guess what? It wasn't easy. Guess what? I did the stuff, even though I thought I was lying to myself and I didn't believe what I was talking about. And I didn't believe the recordings I had made for myself or the scripting journaling I was doing about my best month ever and how I'd changed in this way and how our relationship was like this and how blah blah blah, whatever else I wanted in my life. I did not believe a goddamn thing. But what I do have a very, very strong belief in, knowledge in, experience in, is how our subconscious mind works, how that genuinely is the science behind manifestation. Whatever our programs are that have been dominantly wired into there, that we have emotional charge behind, is then what sends the instructions and directions and commands to your reticular activating system, which is the filter of your reality, thereby helping you to put different perspectives, on what's going on in front of you. That is what attaches the meanings to things that have occurred, because guess what? You could have a million different stories attached to things that go on. Nobody has the same meanings because nobody's got the same history. Nobody's got the same stories. So thereby, is what's going on for you right now fact? No. So if it's not a fact, guess what? You can change the belief beneath that. You can change your story. You can change your identity, which shifts your perspective of life, which then changes how you respond to life, which then changes how life mirrors back and responds back to you. Your reticular activating system works to filter out people, places, and experiences in accordance with what those programs are. So if you've had a constant story that says, stuff just literally never works for me, you will always find yourself in positions that confirms that. If you've always believed you're never chosen, like you just never get to have the good guy, you will never meet the good guy. He will literally walk past you in the street and your mind is not going to allow for you to see him. You will go on a date with him and your mind will pick up flaws and faults that he is doing that you don't like or that are making you feel more inadequate and worthless. You will literally not be able to magnetize back to you what you want if you stay in the old story, which, as I've said, is very, very common. 99% of the human beings believe it just cannot, literally cannot happen for me. So I want you to just take away this from this episode. The ultimate points here that I'm saying is you are not a problem. Like, you are not the issue. You are not an alien species. Every single person, 99% of the population, have got one or many of these similar beliefs. It is always along basically the lines of, I'm just not good enough. But guess what? The universe does not stamp human beings when they come out of the womb with a worthy or not worthy stamp. There's nothing you have to do to confirm your worthiness. You just are. And I've spoke about this before, that's a man-made construct. Because you are breathing and you're peeing and you're pooing, you're worthy. Because you are alive right now listening to this podcast, you get to have the love of your life. You get to feel wildly confident in yourself. You get to have the business or the purpose or the career of your dreams. You get to have the body that you want to have. All you've got to do is understand that this is more like a science project. It's following the steps that I talk about all of the time so that we can release the past and let it go, remove the emotional charge, change the story and complete a whole new human being. That's what I talk about all the time. You're literally able to completely create an entirely new human being. Because I just want you to think about now, what would that version of you, if you've got a good idea of who, how you just want to feel, then, and a way to sink into this is think of someone that you're inspired by, who has the life that you want to have, or just feels, you know, if it just for you is about self-worth and confidence, a woman that you know has that, you don't have to personally know them, and think into their mind, what would they be thinking about themselves? How would they be speaking to themselves? What would they be believing about themselves? Now, it's more than likely that whoever it is that you're inspired by or looking up to did not get there by doing none of this work. So they would have had to go through trials and tribulations to get to the other side. But very often the people that do just get to a point in their life where they're like, I'm so fed up of my own crap. There is no other way. And this is how it's going to be. They put in the work. I say that this isn't easy. Your mind isn't used to it. It's not familiar. It's not safe. Your comfort zone is so goddamn safe that your mind will do anything to keep you there, all snug and cozy, quilted up in cotton wool, so that you don't experience the judgment, the rejection, the abandonment, the heartbreak, the pain ever again. We are keeping you there. You want to be seen. You want to be the center of attention. You want people to look at you while you walk through the street? No goddamn way. That is not safe for you, because what on earth could happen? We've already experienced A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so X, Y, Z could happen as well. Your mind works on similarities, so your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a memory or a heightened emotion that you felt 10, 15 years ago and to right now, which is why so many people have issues with public speaking. Because something happened to them when they were 10 years old in school and they got like a banana thrown at their head and laughed at by the class. And they're now 50 years old standing in front of the team in an office and burning up because they are right back into that 10-year-old classroom. That is how your mind works. It sounds so irrational, but it's not. And once you can just get a really good understanding of that, that is what sets you up for phenomenal success, because science is not going to fail you. So I want you to just know that if you right now feel like one of those people and you feel like, oh my God, it's me, I'm the issue, I'm the problem, stuff just doesn't work out for me, that's lies. It's not true. It's just things that your mind has believed to keep you safe and protect you. It's also the same way that 99% of the human population feel as well. So basically, you actually do fit in because you're exactly the same as everyone else. But it's up to you now. Are you going to stay there? Or are you going to do the work and show up for yourself, put the effort and energy in? And it takes effort and energy. When I first started my plan, that you get, by the way, to formulate, you get help to formulate it in the guidebook, or obviously if you work with me one-to-one, you get everything personalized. It's very, very rapid and powerful. So when I first started my plan and I made like my hypnosis affirmation and my affirmations, and I would do my morning scripting and my self-talk, the way that I speak to myself in the day is a huge part of what elevates me into the new embodiment of the person I want to be before my experience is even like that. So I speak to myself continuously. I love doing things like when I'm doing my makeup or my skincare routine, or when I'm having a shower, when I'm hoovering, love it. When I'm walking, love it. I will speak to myself as though the most amazing things have just occurred. I will reconfirm to myself what I believe about me, like whatever it is I want to have in my life. And that took time and effort. And I can remember going through a phase where I was like, oh my God, this is so draining. Like, this is tiring. I can't be bothered, because your mind is trying to fight it. It wants to preserve energy. We come from tribal times. It wants to keep that energy so that you can fight the tigers. That's how we work. So when you're doing something new and you're formulating those new pathways, it's tiring. But I pushed on anyway, because I get, and now you do get, how the subconscious mind works. It's the programs, and then you get the life evidence. And it's not going to fail you, because all of the laws of the universe work exactly the same for every human. Do you wake up and then shoot to the roof? No, because gravity works for you just like everybody else. It's the same with the laws of attraction, the laws of vibration, the laws of karma, whatever else there are. There's so many laws in the universe. The laws of magnetism, I like to call mind the law of subconscious programming. What is in there is a goddamn law to you and your life, because what you believe to be true will be your truth. And every single truth is a lie, and it is a truth, because it's dependent on what you decide. So I hope you've really enjoyed this episode. Please do leave a review. I hope you subscribe because we do bring out new episodes every single week. I'm trying to actually bring out multiple ones now. I have a new life motto where I say the term excuses are boring. I picked that up from another content creator the other day and I was like, oh my God, you've literally just changed my life. You have changed my life because obviously being a mother, I have my daughter at the minute 2 days of the week and then she's in childcare for 3 days. I'm waiting for her nursery to open up another day, but it's not until September. And I can then get overwhelmed with feeling like I've got no energy, like I have to do stuff around her. She's napping right now, so I'm doing this. I have to do stuff in the evening and obviously I get up early in the morning. And the minute this woman said that, I was like, oh my God, you've changed my life. Sammy, just get on with it. You know who you want to be. You know what your future is. Now show up and just do it. And I like that spiciness. I'm all here for a bit of just like self-devotion, self-discipline. Just do it. It might not be comfortable, but do it. And guess what? It will soon be a habit. And that's exactly the same for you and your subconscious recoding plan. Just do it. Just stick to it. 90 days at the least, and it will just become natural and normal. Like my self-talk now is so easy. I don't have to think about it. I put it in my mind for so goddamn long that it just is me. It's what I experience. The most hilarious things come into my life through the things that I program in that is absolute confirmation of the exact wordings I've been putting in there. And you see, the more evidence you get, the more your belief just builds up. And that's like building your own placebo. Then it just works for you faster and faster and faster. So anyway, whatever you're called to, the links will be in my podcast show notes. Come and follow me over on The Self Love Boss at TikTok and Instagram. And I really would love to hear from you, your review and your success, because I get to share it with everybody else. And then we can share and celebrate together. So anyway, I will see you, well, I will speak to you next week.